Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Lawrence is going to throw a pass for Hunter. Did he hold on to that one at the 35? What an effort by the rookie out of Colorado. The two-way Heisman star hauls it in for 28. Longest catch of his NFL career. And he had to recoil it as he was being drilled by the fellow rookie Siegel.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Adam Amin, Fox Sports.
Big play there, Steiny.
Yeah, it was. Nice catch.
And Leonis reached out to me on Twitter and said, Goo, don't try to run Kyle out of town. I go, no, he's in. Thank you, Evan. I said, he's not even on my list, but he was thirsty on that play. I thought he wasted the challenge too early, and it looked like a catch, Steiny. There was nothing to, you know, kind of overturn it, and that was a big play from the goal line. They were backed up. And, man, your boy Travis Hunter went up there and got that.
But I think they scored on that, too.
They did
went all
score on that.
It was an 89-yard drive.
Look at my man. Good stuff.
89-yard drive. All right. The number here is 888-957-9570, and we're getting into a lot of things. Niners loss, obviously. They've got some more injuries they got to deal with. Buster Posey has fired Bob Melvin. And the Warriors training camp opens today with media day at Chase Center. Here's one that's interesting. I want to play from Kyle Shanahan I can't wait to hear this because I didn't hear it yesterday. Was this a trap game?
We didn't think it was a trap game at all. We've been watching film on them all week. We knew they were a good team, and we knew we'd have to play really well. And regardless of what we did playing-wise, when you have four turnovers and get zero, that's kind of obsolete. But you can't let one become two. We got a game here in 4 days. Guys got to get home, get to sleep, start recovering right away, and we'll get the players in on Tuesday.
Yeah, it was a trap game.
When you're banged up and you won three games by a total collective of 10 points, you're not that good for this to be a trap game.
Yeah, and trap game is when you're playing at home, check. You're favored, check, and you have a big game next week, check.
But
I'm just saying.
All right, let me check.
Otherwise, you don't believe there is such a thing as a trap game.
I totally do.
Okay, this is one.
But it's when you come off a campaign, sir, of 6-11, ain't no trap games the next year.
You are too big for their britches.
You are the trap.
No,
and
not
the fact that you won the game and went Houdini and did what you had to do, rightfully so, to get those three wins. You got to take care of business. And as banged up as you are, Al Pacino.
Trap game.
Any given
caught.
Sunday.
Yeah, and they fell.
Nah,
they fell. Definition of a trap game. No.
You can have a trap game on the road.
Not as many.
Talk to me. Yeah,
there was a glaring one this weekend.
No, there wasn't. And
why?
I'll tell you why there wasn't. I saw the Giants. That game was a nightmare for the Chargers. Nightmare.
Please
that
tell
wasn't
me why.
Because the Giants
that's
were
the
due.
That's no. The definition of a trap game.
I think about the Packers favored by six on the road.
I think trap games primarily happen at home.
Oh, no doubt.
Okay.
But this team
three
is not
criteria.
Healthy enough to be a
three
trap
three criteria,
game.
They hit them all. They're at home. They were favored, and they looked ahead to a bigger game on Thursday.
That's a baby trap.
The last big trap game the Niners were part of, because last year they stunk, I believe, wasn't it week 6 when they went to Cleveland, played P.J. Tucker, or P.J. Walker, on the road, and everyone was saying that was a trap game, and they lost.
Yeah, this one was a real trap game. You know, here's the other reason why it was a monster trap game. They're 3-0. Oh, 3-0. That's the kind of team that's susceptible to a trap game. And you know what? I would embrace it because it's an area we got to get better.
It's over and done with now.
Exactly.
Now you might be 3-2. You might be 3-3.
But have you seen the schedule? They're going to have 6 more trap games this year. Mm-hmm.
Do you know offhand? Because Mark Sanchez was cooking Brock Purdy. You know I like my announcers. He was saying some little stuff. Like, I don't know what he saw there. But he was keeping it real. That Brock Purdy cannot kick. That has to be one and done. Calipari's, Donnie. He was bad. It arguably was his worst game as a pro.
Right, and I'm just wondering if 49ers are sensing a trend since Christmas of 2023.
Well, obviously not. They gave him the contract.
That doesn't matter.
It does. As far as
I'm talking. The contract's done. That's done. But he signed.
They could have used
and he's 29.
They
he's got
used
29.
That. They could have used those records in that book to determine.
What? They made a mistake. The 49ers may have made a mistake.
We're a long way from that. But if he continued to play like that and is not available, then it's fair game, man.
I'm just telling you.
I want to see him play Thursday for the bounce back. But if he doesn't, I'm like, how are you going to just get sick?
So if he doesn't play Thursday, do you feel any differently about Kyle Shanahan's decision to play Purdy yesterday?
I don't, Stoney.
Okay.
I don't. We're talking about grown men here,
I
got to
tell you, though.
We're talking about grown men.
That feels like quite a change of opinion.
Tell me how. No,
because
seriously.
Everybody was like, you got to be careful with Brock. You got to be careful with Brock.
They kept saying all week, even Friday, he looks good at practice. He looks good
practice? Well, they hit in practice.
I understand. But, Stoney, what else do you go on?
It's just so funny the way that
Brock made
Thursday,
a decision.
No, he didn't.
He said he was good to go.
Okay, well, then that's even worse because then the team let him go when he wasn't
100%. I guess I'm using the Dibs line. Where do you draw the line? If the guy tells me he's good enough to go,
listen.
You can't read a computer to see where he's at.
Listen.
I can go, coach. All right, let's go.
Okay, and he's got hurt. It got hurt.
Well.
So you made the wrong decision. And what I find unbelievable is Tuesday and Thursday and Friday of last week, who should play? I'm saying, well, if they're not 100%.
We don't know about Mac, though. I'm with you. We don't know if Mac was even available. Forget Mac?
Yes, because you started Purdy. You started Brock Purdy. And all I know is there are a lot of people who are, dime store doctors who are saying, be careful. You got to be careful. This could linger. So give him another week. Okay, you didn't give him another week. He got hurt.
But can I say something to that? And this ain't you. But I thought it was kind of weak, Brock, that this is now taking on a life of its own. You just go out there and have the worst game, arguably, of your career and the toes barking. I just want to know, had he thrown 3 touchdowns for 400 yards, would the toe be barking?
He wasn't going to do that yesterday. He wasn't going to throw 3 touchdown passes.
He shouldn't have been out there.
Okay, well then we got action criticizing Shanny.
Because you're saying it was the ultimate, he's the coach.
All I know is the one thing everybody says on a Friday is, well, you don't take a chance of him getting hurt more. He did. He got hurt more last night. And if, I don't play that game, I just like to stir it up. Because I figure he was out there, he was good enough to go, and he got hurt.
But you don't think he was 100%?
Well, then why did he play?
Because he's a football player, for one.
And it hurt you because you lost the game.
And your backup is empty.
You lost the game because he stunk, and he got hurt again.
Well, Stoney,
it was a double whammy.
See, I don't look at it as hurt again. You aggravated something that still is not healed.
Okay.
You may never get that time moving forward.
But why did he play then?
Maybe because your backup, your viable backup, was dealing with something with his knee.
Okay. All you guys.
Saying Brock wasn't that bad.
All you guys out there that
tell me
were worried, that always worry about a quarterback getting hurt. And whether he should play or not and be ready to play, and if there's any doubt, you shouldn't play him. All right. All I'm saying is the guy played.
Gotcha.
And what happened was the one thing that everybody is most fearful of. What if he gets hurt more?
Did he finish the game?
He did.
Did he finish the game, partner?
Did he also call Kyle Shanahan and say his toe was killing him?
Yeah, well, obviously, that's what I'm saying.
What if he doesn't play Thursday? Would you be saying... does anybody have the right to say maybe Kyle Shanahan made a mistake by playing him Sunday if he can't play against the Rams?
I'll give you that, but it doesn't constitute the outcome of the fact that he finished the game. And this might be the Niners' new reality, Donnie. What if he sits out 3 weeks, comes back, and the fourth game he finishes and still says, I still got some pain? Like, pain doesn't mean he's not going Thursday. It's how you deal with it. But I'm with you. It falls at the doorstep of Kyle. But if my guy, you know, Stoney, come on, man.
This, I heard more.
This league is littered with soldiers. And Brock tried to go out there. Now, right. he didn't say I was back because of my toes. And so you may have, give him that.
And you may have cost yourself playing Brock Purdy Thursday. Let's jump into some.
We got to get into Trent, man. He's not playing well, Stoney. And I know you're not happy, but this might be your victory lap.
This is Shanahan on the Purdy two interceptions.
It's two games, so there's no absolute to what the problem is. I think we just talked about what the turnovers happened. The one tip was unfortunate. The one just out of Christian's reach. Wish it would have been closer to him. And then you just got to protect the ball in the pocket when the guys are there.
That's Shanahan on the two picks.
So.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brock Purdy, Stoney, through two games is four up, four down. Teams having problems in the red zone. I'm not saying this is all on Brock, but four touchdowns to four interceptions. Like, that's not good. Now you got possibly a lingering toe situation. That's not good.
Well,
you just had a game yesterday. You got one Thursday, and we'll see how they handle it, but I'm just saying, if you're back there, and Brock didn't say, oh, I played bad.
He was hampered. He was not 100%. Too many 49er fans know what they saw yesterday. And that's fine. Like, if he wasn't
100%. Is there a little denial in that, though, about the poor playing decisions on the interceptions?
If he wasn't 100%, which it didn't look like he was,
right.
It doesn't mean he shouldn't play. If he feels like he can play and the coach thinks he's still good enough, I'm just saying he got hurt again then. He got hurt again Sunday. He aggravated it. Let's go to Bob in San Francisco. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
How you doing?
Hey.
Love the show.
Hi.
So everybody has already kind of said everything I was getting ready to say, including you guys. But you're right. I have to agree because I called in last week and you basically said, what was the percentage of putting Brock out there if he's not 100%? Well, now we got our answer. That's kind of messed up. If there's any one criticism on Shanahan, he's very stubborn. He knows he has no line to run in the red zone. And we've been seeing this for like 2 years now. So how come he's not running more bootlegs or running counters in the red zone instead of just running McCaffrey right up the middle? And then he doesn't even use his brother that he got from Washington. So he didn't use Mason either last year. So I don't understand the whole situation there in the red zone. But that's the one critique I think we can put on the coach.
Well, yeah.
I think the defense is young. We know it's going to be a while. Jacksonville's defense is gelled over the last, 2 years? So, of course, they're hard-hitting in their plan. That's the way we're going to be, hopefully, next year. But this year, it's a learning process. So losing Bosa really shows.
Yeah.
And we just got to get through this. So
yeah. Thanks, no, Bob,
that's a big deal.
I mean,
man.
That's all you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a young defense, and now you lost Bosa. You just got to do the best you can. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors, and Valkyries always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And if you're just joining us, big sports day. The 49ers, of course, it's Monday, which means we'll talk Niners. They lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars 26-21. Bob Melvin's been fired as manager of the San Francisco Giants. Buster Posey talking to the media earlier today and explaining that decision. And as far as the Golden State Warriors go, it is media day at Chase Center. Jonathan Kuminga not there. And the Warriors have announced, though, that Gary Payton II has been signed.
GP2.
But no Kuminga as of yet, no Horford as of yet, no D'Anthony Melton as of yet.
You know the drill.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, Buster Posey. What do you have to say about Melvin and where we go from here?
We notified them, left it with them that some of the staffing is going to be dependent on whoever the new manager ends up being. You know, we'll have a say so in some of that, but also just relay to them that there needs to be an understanding that there's going to be some discretion on the manager's part as far as staffing goes as well.
All right, so Posey addressing staffing there.
But he was talking to Matt Williams.
Well, I think he's talking about everybody, and it's going to be up to the new manager to decide whether they want to keep Burrow, they keep Matt Williams, they keep any of those guys.
Matt Williams has been notified that he's no longer with the team. There's been coaches that have been notified that they will not be with the Giants next season.
All right, so there you go with Matt Williams. Lastly, this is about Bob Melvin and whether, you know, it was one particular stretch that cost him his – go ahead. One particular stretch that maybe cost Bob his job.
No, this is the one that I think everyone wants the answer to, which is about the future manager and whether or not someone like Bruce Bochy could be involved in that search.
What kind of manager are you looking for? A young guy to, you know, spark the team, an older guy with a whole bunch of experience? Is Bochy somebody you talk to? His contract is over in Texas. What exactly do you want in a manager? And can it be a guy who's got no major league experience or any managing experience for that matter?
You know, John, I think we're open. I mean, I don't think it, for me, age is somewhat irrelevant. The experience part, you know, you can have different takes on that. So generally pretty open. I'd say what I want is similar to what I mentioned to Ann on the previous question, is somebody that's going to be obsessive about the details, obsessive about work, obsessive about getting the most out of our players, getting the most out of our staff, and you know, somebody that will inspire confidence in our players on the field, and also all the interactions that happen off the field as well.
And in terms of Bochy,
I don't know what his status is yet. I haven't heard, so I can't speak on that.
All right, that was Buster Posey talking to the media earlier today.
Wow.
They're in the market for a manager right now.
And, yeah, again, I know I love John for asking the questions, but, we'll see what plays out in Texas with Bochy. But, man, Stoney, what if what I was yearning for comes to fruition in regard to him coming back to the Bay to replace Melvin?
I
work for a guy that –
I don't think he fits right now with this team. I really don't. What's the longest tenure Bruce could have probably back here at his age?
Let's say 4 years.
Yeah, I'd rather, you know, I think you go to Bochy, then you're looking at kind of a year to year thing.
So you want a young Bochy, young Melvin?
I don't know. I'm always a guy that doesn't believe you can go home again at times, and you know that Bochy left here 10 years ago. I'm not saying he's not a great. Not saying he's not a great. 8 years, whatever. I'm not saying he's not a great manager, going to the Hall of Fame, all those things. I just feel like sometimes the idea of a guy like Bochy might be better than the reality of a guy like Bochy at this particular tenure. But we'll see. They're in no rush.
And I'll say this: what excites me about this is you've been saying it all baseball season. We know Buster inherited Melvin, but now this next manager, and he's going to get multiple years to try to make a difference, right? But the bottom line is, it's Buster's dude.
I disagree.
This person's going
Melvin
to be
Melvin was
hand-picked.
Buster's dude. Why did he want to extend him midway through the season?
He honestly thought
he was his guy.
But then he did that to quell the noise. People were coming. They were in a bad stretch when Melvin got that. It went against, you know, maybe he did that to help Bob or the Jackals. But whatever you're thinking, all I can say
what
is
I'm
credit
thinking
to
is,
Buster.
Oh, it's that, a credit to Buster
no,
that he
was,
extended Melvin.
Like Chesky said, it was a severance package.
Okay. Well,
it didn't prevent him from making the move is what I'm saying.
Right, and that's fine if you want to say that. But, again, this is where I was like, okay, Buster Posey. He's a legend around here. And, okay, I get it. That's why we'll just overlook that halfway through the year he gave this guy an extension, and at the end of the year, he fired him. Period.
But Melvin's still not on Buster's ledger. That's what I'm saying. He's still a virgin when it comes to hiring managers.
But he extended him.
Gotcha. And so he fired him.
Okay. Yeah. But he extended him in the middle of the year. But I get it. It's Buster Posey. And
who's about to hire his first handpicked manager.
Yeah. Yeah. So I get it. I get why we'll gloss over that. Because it's Buster Posey and it's his first year. I understand that. But I mean, you can't tell me that you can't ask some questions about Posey were the guys he brought in at the price he brought them in, are they good enough players? That's one thing. I think you could ask questions about why he gave up and then 6 weeks later had to regret it because all of a sudden they found themselves in a race. And
I think he was turned off.
And in May, he extended Bob Melvin.
But I'll tell you what, Stoney, I believe that person, if you were to ask him about why Buster did what he did at the deadline, he was so turned off by what he had saw.
Could he have made a mistake?
He thought it was over. No doubt about it. But at the end of the day, he made a decision, and I think that decision and the seeds were planted then when he did what he did with the bullpen because he felt like this is not good enough even if you guys snap back and make a run. Well, I've already made my decision because this has been so pathetic.
Okay.
15-16 at home.
And then I'll play devil's advocate and say he made a big mistake because with 2 weeks left in the year, they were tied for the wild card, and they had no bullpen
fair.
At that point.
But what about the flip side of what you just said? I believe he thinks Adames and Devers and the rest of the gang are good enough to be better than where they were at and how they finished.
Yeah, that's fine. But they didn't come through this year. His big boys didn't come through. Chapman, Devers, Adames, Verlander, Ray, Webb. They ended up being a .500 team, and maybe Posey misread this team. Maybe he thought they were better than they are, but they're not. We'll find out, I guess, next year. I guess we can just keep going back and forth a little. Let's go to Mark in Piedmont. He wants to jump into the Niners. We can do anything. What's going on, Mark in Piedmont? How you doing?
Hey, doing good, guys. Heading up to Reno to do some gambling.
Nice.
There you go.
So hopefully I'll come back with more than I take. But I enjoy you guys' show. Here's my take is that before the season start, did anybody think the Niners are going to win the Super Bowl, win the AFC Championship? You know, they're not even going to win the division. So this year is all about evaluating Lynch and maybe Shanahan. Did they pick the right players in the draft? Because you only get better with players in the draft. They need offensive linemen, defensive linemen. Bosa's probably now on the tail end of his career. So this year is about losing, getting the best draft picks you can get. It doesn't matter whether Purdy was ready to play or not. You know, he threw for 300 yards. Players play hurt. That's the NFL. I mean, debating whether he should or not, I don't think makes sense. I think the bigger question is they're not winning anything this year. So what's the expectations? Mine is to just see how good these players are. That's all I got, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you. While, I wouldn't pick the 49ers to win the Super Bowl, or do I think they're a Super Bowl contender? No, but even where they're at, they have a realistic shot to win the division and then or make the playoffs. And then at that point, even if they're not a Super Bowl contender, they've gotten into the postseason, and who knows, maybe you make noise. To me, it's about the 17-game regular season and if you can win 10 games and make the playoffs. If you do that, I think it's a successful year, and you can start talking about this team being ascending again.
Yeah, and I'll say this. At the summit, Sonny, I predicted 10. If you would give me an injunction, now that Bosa's hurt and the injuries are just what I deemed, you know, continuing, boy, would I jump in there and try to call that bet off or take my number down.
I actually wouldn't, believe it or not. I still think they can win 10 games. Right. And I still think they're on schedule to win 10 games because, yes, they lost the Jacksonville, but they're still 3-1. They're good in the division. I mean, they I don't want to say pull an upset, but they go down to L.A. and somehow beat the Rams. Nobody's going to say they can't win 10 games at that point, right? If they start out 4-1, then they just got to go 6-6 would get it done. 888-957-9570 is the number. You guys can talk about anything you want. You want to talk about Bob Melvin getting fired? We can talk about Bob Melvin getting fired. We talk about the Niners getting beat by Jacksonville with the Rams looming on Thursday. That's fair game, too. And if you want to get into the Golden State Warriors, they're having media day today over at Chase Center. No Jonathan Kuminga. He's not there, but Gary Payton II is. He's been signed, and the Warriors start practicing tomorrow at Chase. A lot to talk about. Listener's choice. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.